Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, as you know, President Bush has sometimes been accused of not sharing in the sacrifice that he has imposed on America's armed forces. Well, that is just not true. This week, he revealed that he, too, has suffered. He said that to show solidarity with the troops, he stopped doing what after the U.S. invaded Iraq?
Hmm. Wow, he stopped. What was he doing before?
Well, he was doing.
Remember? He used to work out a lot. Does he still do that?
He does that.
He's still working out. Okay, but he's not really working out. You know what I mean?
No.
What did he stop doing out of solidarity to the troops?
And was it or was it not a sacrifice for Laura?
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
No.
Oh, that.
Don't let that devil whisper in your ear, Amy. It has nothing to do with that.
Okay. He stopped.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Well, it kind of makes sense because he was already in Iraq, so spending more time and trapped in the sand would have been redundant.
Golfing.
He gave up golf.
Oh, my God.
The president was being interviewed by Politico.com, and the reporter, perhaps acting on a tip, asked him why he never played golf anymore. The president said that he gave it up after being pulled off a course in 2003 because of a bombing in Iraq. He said, quote, I feel I owe it to the families to be in solidarity as best as I can with them, and I think playing golf during a war just sends the wrong signal. Mm. So since that time, out of respect for the troops, he's been careful to only be seen fishing, biking, clearing brush at his ranch, going for speedboat rides with his dad, and giving shoulder massages to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. By the way, on at least two occasions after the date on which he says he decided to give up golf, he went and played golf.
Well,
PJ, the Washington Post reported that ever since the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives...
My favorite.
...were both...
Took all my
all
hobbies.
All of them, or...
All my hobbies.
Anyway, since those two bureaus merged, they've been fighting huge battles. It's so bad that at one crime scene, members of the two agencies threatened to do what to each other?
No.
Oh, I didn't see this. To blow smoke in each other's face.
No.
And to mace each other?
Arrest each other. The FBI.
I arrest you.
You were there? That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
The FBI and the ATF merged 5 years ago.
Along with a bunch of other agencies,
yes.
And they all hate each other.
Yeah, ever since then, the two sides have been showing the Sunnis and Shiites how to really hold a grudge. FBI and ATF officials refuse to work together in cases. Yeah. They have sold each other counterfeit cigarettes. And in one occasion, at least, they threatened to arrest each other at the scene of a crime. FBI officials were mimicking everything ATF officials said in like a sing-song voice. Everything that we're doing, they're doing.
You did.
The Department of Justice has said that unless the officers learn to get along and share, Attorney General Michael Mukasey will take away their alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. PJ, police in Australia pulled over a man who was driving an unregistered car. They were shocked to find a 5-year-old in the back just crawling around happily without a seatbelt. The driver's excuse was that he needed the seatbelt to secure what?
Had to be beer.
It was.
Had to be beer.
Clearly, you've been to Australia.
I've been to Australia. I didn't see the news item, but I've been to Australia.
And what surely must have seemed like the worst Bud Light commercial ever. Police found a 30-can case of beer strapped into the seat while a 5-year-old just bounced around back there. Now, certainly most 5-year-olds would think this was great fun. Police, though, were not amused. One officer said, quote, this is the first time that beer has taken priority over a child.
Limited
experience, I guess. But to be fair, it was an imported microbrew. So.
Buckle up for safety, buckle up. Buckle up for safety, always buckle up. Pull your seatbelt snug, give an extra tug. Buckle up for safety, buckle up.
Buckle up for safety, buckle up. Buckle up for safety, always buckle up.